Hello, Sanjeev. It's Maurice and Angel Smile 90.4 FM. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. Great to have this opportunity to speak to you.
Yes, delighted to speak to you.
Well, I mean, we're so excited here in South Africa to finally have BritBox, because it's no secret that you Brits are brilliant at making TV. And we're also starstruck by you because the Kumars at number 42 did so well in this country. So well done, first of all, for that accomplishment.
Thank you very much. Do you know, funnily enough, only day before yesterday, I was filming something here, and there were two visitors from South Africa who came over and asked for a picture. And I think that's pretty much down to the Kumars. So it's lovely that that still is remembered by people.
I think it's one of the most successful comedy series on South African television, quite frankly.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
I mean that seriously.
Well, of course, we're talking to you today about a whole different character that you're playing. You're a detective, D.I. Sunny Khan, in the series Unforgotten, which, of course, has come to South Africa very recently thanks to BritBox. But you're already about to do season four.
You're about to see season four.
Right.
And apart from that, it was fantastically accurate.
All right.
I can just hear the comedy in you. This is amazing because my co-host Angel Campy herself is also a comedian, so this is fantastic.
Don't let us start a roast off, please, Maurice.
Oh. Suddenly we were in an episode of the Kumars.
I'm sure Sanjeev will bury me if we start a battle of wits. So please, I'll stay humble here. So, of course, you had to film season four of Unforgotten during lockdown. How was that experience for you?
Well, grateful to be working because so many people couldn't. So that was on the plus side. We'd filmed about half of it before the lockdowns started, and then we filmed the other half during the lockdowns. And in a way, because you shoot television and films, you shoot out of order. You know, you may shoot the last scene first, and then two scenes towards the end, you do in the middle. And so in that sense, coming back to it was not strange, because it was out of order anyway. But having 6 months off was very strange. And so one of the things I did ask the producers was, is it possible every time we have a shot of Sunny Khan that he could be eating a cake? Because that might just explain the extreme and sudden weight gain between the two. So I could get out of the car being only moderately overweight. And when I go through the door into the house, suddenly I'm three times the size.
I think that's something that caught most of us during lockdown, to be honest with you, that little bit of a weight gain.
But nobody was putting us on film constantly. Well, maybe you, Maurice, but
Definitely the rest of us.
Well, I think that the magic of cameras, I think, kind of hid most of it. But it was tricky. But the company, the production company that makes it, were incredibly organized about everybody being tested, being the right distance on set, being in various kind of cohorts or bubbles, so that if somebody caught it in one group, then another group could carry on working. So it was incredibly well organized. And in the end, nobody caught anything. So
really?
We were able to kind of to carry on filming. Yeah.
Well, that's very lucky. Yeah, that is very lucky.